Welcome to your AI podcast. Here's what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll take an in-depth look at several significant announcements from Anthropic. Statement on the U.S. government directive to suspend access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Results from the first Anthropic public record. And TCS and Anthropic partner to bring Claude to regulated industries. In addition, we'll explore some cutting-edge research from Google on how artificial intelligence can assist users in understanding skin conditions, as well as a Google initiative focused on creating a low-carbon computing platform by repurposing retired smartphones. Exploring the directives on Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Let's dive right into the first article, titled Statement on the U.S. Government Directive to Suspend Access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5, published on June 12, 2026. Recently, the U.S. government took a significant step by ordering the suspension of access to two of Anthropic's flagship AI models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, for all foreign nationals. This directive has far-reaching implications, not only for users, but also for Anthropic employees and stakeholders around the globe. The government's order is rooted in concerns about potential vulnerabilities that could be exploited within these models. Potential jailbreak methods, techniques that could manipulate AI systems into acting in unintended ways, have raised alarm bells not just within Anthropic, but across the industry. The government's decision reflects a broader and growing intensity of regulatory scrutiny that is directly aimed at artificial intelligence technologies. Such intervention signifies the urgency with which national security assessments are considering the risks associated with these innovations, particularly in light of the increasingly intertwined relationship between AI advancements and security concerns. In response, Anthropic has stressed its commitment to security and safety. The company has articulated that the safeguards implemented on Fable are designed to significantly mitigate the risk of misuse. They emphasize their proactive measures, including extensive collaboration with various regulatory bodies prior to the model's launch. This collaborative approach indicates Anthropic's genuine commitment to transparency and responsible AI development. However, despite these assertions and confidence that no testers have effectively demonstrated a universal jailbreak, the government's stance is a reminder of the delicate dance between innovation and regulation in the AI space. This scenario illustrates the complex dynamics in play. As artificial intelligence technologies evolve, so too must the frameworks that govern their deployment. The implications of this directive not only affect Anthropic, but resonate throughout all companies involved in AI development. Going deeper. The public sentiment on AI shifting our attention, the second article we will analyze is the results from the first Anthropic public record, published on June 11, 2026. This document presents groundbreaking insights from a comprehensive survey conducted among nearly 52,000 Americans, aiming to capture the public sentiment surrounding artificial intelligence. On reviewing the data, several key findings emerge that reflect the multifaceted perspectives of respondents. A compelling 48% of participants expressed optimism about AI's potential to cure complex diseases, such as cancer and Alzheimer's. This serves as a testament to the growing public belief in AI's capacity to advance healthcare outcomes significantly. However, juxtaposed against this optimism is a prevalent fear. 64% of respondents cited concerns about job loss attributable to advancements in AI. This fear underscores a pressing apprehension regarding the societal implications of rapid technological change and the disruptions it may bring to traditional job markets. Interestingly, the survey paints a picture of bipartisan support for government intervention in AI regulation. Over 70% of Americans advocate for government oversight in AI development. This widespread consensus across demographic lines highlights the urgency for ethical guidelines and accountability in the industry. Specific concerns surrounding privacy, child safety, and liabilities concerning AI-generated harm resonate strongly, revealing an underlying current of skepticism, even among the most tech-savvy segments of society. The survey findings also reveal a significant trust gap. Only 15% of respondents expressed confidence in AI companies to manage the development of artificial intelligence responsibly. This statistic not only highlights public skepticism, but also signals a pressing call to action for tech firms. Companies must take serious steps towards accountability, transparency, and ethical practices in their operations. This disconnect between public perception and industry actions illustrates the fine balancing act between fostering innovation and addressing legitimate safety and ethical concerns. TCS and Claude, bringing AI to regulated industries. In our final exploration, we turn to the article titled TCS and Anthropic Partner to Bring Claude to Regulated Industries, which was published on June 9, 2026. This partnership between Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, and Anthropic aims to introduce Claude, Anthropic's AI model, across various regulated sectors, including finance and healthcare, marking a pivotal moment for AI's integration into industries requiring stringent compliance. The collaboration has exciting implications as it emphasizes not only the expanding role of AI in business, but also the necessity of maintaining compliance with existing regulations. Deploying Claude in these highly regulated environments allows TCS to streamline processes and improve operational efficiencies while adhering to necessary standards. By initially implementing Claude within its own teams, TCS can refine the model's functionalities, ensuring it integrates seamlessly into existing workflows before extending its use to clients. This strategic move promises to enhance the tool's applicability across diverse use cases and industries while addressing the unique regulatory needs present. What's particularly compelling about this partnership is how it aligns with two essential imperatives: the rising demand for advanced AI tools capable of navigating complicated regulatory landscapes, and the need for industries to maintain compliance. As digital transformation continues apace, technologies like Claude are positioned as pivotal players in ensuring that the integration of AI advancements doesn't compromise regulatory integrity. TCS's initiative to innovate around Claude, not merely implementing it, but also developing tailored offerings for various industries, marks a progressive step forward. This proactive approach will likely make Claude a vital tool accepted across many sectors, enhancing both efficiency and reliability in business operations. The broader societal impact of AI. As we reflect on the array of developments discussed today, we can identify several common threads linking them together. The interplay of national security concerns, public intrigue regarding AI's potential health benefits, and the urgent demand for regulatory oversight underscores a complex landscape in which artificial intelligence operates. Moreover, as we consider the innovations reported by Google, such as research into how AI can assist users in understanding skin conditions, we get an additional glimpse into the practical applications of AI that can significantly enhance everyday life. By offering accessible dermatological information via AI tools, individuals are empowered to make informed health decisions, showcasing the technology's positive social contribution. Yet, as companies delve deeper into these applications, we must emphasize the importance of user-centric designs that facilitate effective understanding of AI-generated information. If users are unable to accurately interpret results or context, the potential for misinformation can become a concerning reality. Furthermore, another dimension of AI's integration into society emerges when we explore the environmental initiatives being undertaken. Google's initiative to create low-carbon computing platforms from retired smartphones poses a significant question about sustainability in technology. By focusing on recycling these devices for cloud computing, the tech industry is beginning to recognize its environmental footprint and strive toward more responsible consumption. Conclusion: navigating the future of AI. In closing, we have traversed a rich tapestry of developments and insights regarding artificial intelligence derived from the latest announcements from Anthropic and groundbreaking research from Google. As we engage with these technologies moving forward, the pressing need to balance innovation with safety, ethics, and environmental considerations will increasingly shape the discussions that surround AI. As stakeholders, including users, developers, and regulators, continue to weigh in on these topics, the ever-evolving landscape of AI will present both exhilarating opportunities and complex dilemmas. As we navigate through this transformative time, the way we manage AI's growth and impact will undoubtedly shape its legacy for generations to come. The dialogue surrounding AI is far from over, and it is incumbent upon us to remain engaged and informed as we guide its trajectory into the future. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.